Tomorrow, the first monument trails in the state will open to the public at Hobbs State Park in Rogers. Suzanne Grobmeier, the executive director of the Arkansas Parks and Recreation Foundation, says monument trails have been developed in concert with Arkansas State Parks and are intended to be destination trails for tourists from both inside and outside Arkansas.
It's something that is worth you traveling to. Most of our state parks are a little bit off the beaten path, and therefore we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs of all users, whether they're families or college kids. They're all going to have a good time. There's diversity of trail and give you a good holistic experience no matter what level hiker or biker you are.
She says monument trails are always in state parks and have a bit of history connected to them. The trails at Hobbs will include, later this year, architectural vignettes with information about the history and landscape of the state park. For the opening tomorrow, there will be demonstrations of Orbea bikes, food, music, and rides led by experienced cyclists. Most of the trails are intended for bike or hike, though one at Hobbs, the Sawtooth Downhill, is just for the two-wheeled visitor.
That is the one part that I think is good to clarify, is that our downhill trails are bike-specific. Everything else is open to hikers. What is really special about monument trails is that each trail name has to do with an environmental, a historical, or a cultural element of the park. So we really let the park lean into that and get creative about the different elements. So, for instance, Karst Loop, which is the Lake Shore Loop, is named for the type of rock formation that you will be on, the karst, which is unique to that area. It's also, speaking of the Karst Loop, is about 4 miles of lakefront riding, which is really, really special.
The next monument trails to open will be at Mount Nebo State Park later this season. The events at Hobbs State Park in Rogers begin tomorrow morning at 9.